who is the epidemiologist lead evaluator for the Mississippi State Department of Health. She obtained her MPH degree in biostatistics and epidemiology from Jackson State University in 2005 and an MS in educational psychology and research, from the University of Memphis in 1998. In her current position, she provides epidemiological and evaluation support for the state of Mississippi's chronic disease programs that include heart disease and stroke, diabetes, nutrition and physical activity, and school and community health programs. She'll be speaking this morning on clinical practice characteristics and technology usage of physicians from the Mississippi Hypertension Specialist Initiative.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you all this morning. As I was listening to the other presenters, I'm not in the world of academia. I'm coming from the state health department, which may be a little bit different from you, for you. Also, not in the world of academia, so it's not preparing the new workforce, but it's actually the workforce that's already into place, the physicians that are already out there. So basically what this is the continuing education aspect of this. So this morning I'm going to present to you all about one project that we have going on in Mississippi, which is the Mississippi Hypertension Specialist Initiative. We have some great things going on, but this is just one aspect of it. It's a survey that we did with the physicians that we recruited from there. I did not do this alone. There are two others who are in the heart disease and stroke prevention program, Ms. Davia Johnson and Ms. Augusta Bilbro, who are not able to be here today, but I will speak on their behalf. Before I get started, I have to confess that I have no relationships to disclose. However, I must say that I do need some coffee, so please forgive me. I'll try to be as upbeat as I can, okay? So before I get started, I wanted to provide some context to you all, for you all, about the Mississippi Hypertension Specialist Initiative. It was created by, again, the Mississippi State Department of Health, but it was the Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program. We wanted to look at meeting this challenge of providing access and better care of hypertension to Mississippians. So would you say, what is the Mississippi Hypertension Specialist Initiative? I know I've said it several times. You see it up here, MHSI. What it is, a unique evidence-based population quality improvement initiative in which we're focusing on those physicians and educating physicians in their enhancement of hypertension detection, prevention, and treatment. There are two main goals. One is to, again, improve the quality of care strategies that these physicians use for patients by increasing physicians' knowledge and skills in managing complex treatment-resistance forms of hypertension. Also, of course, we want to also increase the number of certified hypertension specialists in the state. So what is a hypertension specialist? Basically, we piggyback off of the American Society of Hypertension. They are like the premier organization who trains in this area. And so we collaborated with them for this program. So the American Society of Hypertension created this hypertension specialist designation for the specific purpose of identifying and recognizing physicians with expert skills and knowledge in the management of clinical hypertension and related disorders. Now, I said that I needed some coffee, but it seems like I'm getting a little nervous too, so please forgive me. So why should we focus on hypertension? Well, I know that you've seen some disparaging things about Mississippi in the past. You know, we're always number one in obesity, and I can say I'm one of those who's obese. But when we look in the area of hypertension, as you can see, the prevalence of hypertension is quite high. In comparison to the United States, looking at the behavioral risk factor surveillance system, you know, there's about a little less than a third of the United States saying that they have hypertension. Well, Mississippi is 40.2, and that's relatively high. And so hypertension is a major risk factor for what? Cardiovascular disease. Mississippi ranks number one in cardiovascular-related deaths in the nation. Okay, so now we want to, so in that case, we want to go ahead and start focusing since these are the related risk factors, we want to go ahead and start focusing on hypertension. That is the way that we're trying to do that. And as you can see, we did this map, and if you see the areas, these are the top 20 counties for CVD mortality, okay? And there are 27 hypertension specialists in the state, but in those areas, there's only one county that has a hypertension specialist. So that's why we're looking at this information. We said we need to do something about that. So again, the purpose of the MHSI, we want to increase the physician's knowledge. We want to increase the number of physicians who are designated as hypertension specialists. And also, we want to include that aspect of a national registry so that we'll be able to compare clinical outcomes of this. So there were three major components to this program. First, we asked the physicians that we recruited to attend a clinical hypertension review course. We asked them to take the qualifying exam for through the ASH program, and also we asked them to participate in the O'Quinn Registry, which is a national registry. Now, in asking them to do this and recruiting them, you know we have to give a carrot because the doctors are very, very busy, overworked, overwhelmed, and all of that. So I must say that we have made an investment in this, in the recruitment. When we had the clinical review course, we had the American Society of Hypertension to come in to bring their experts to Mississippi for the two-day course. The doctors who participated, they just had to pay for their lodging if they stayed overnight and their travel to there. But they did not have to pay for attending this clinical review course, which is like $1,500 on its own if they were to go out outside of our program. Also, for the test is $700. We pay for that as well. And that's another carrot or incentive that we use to get the doctors, you know, to try to take the test as well. So since I've finished my context, I want to go to what this current study is about, the survey. When we have the clinical review course, we actually did a survey with them, and the objective of this study is to examine the clinical practice characteristics and the technology uses of Mississippi physicians recruited during the first year of this program. So they were recruited for this two-day course, and can you imagine getting doctors to come on a Thursday, on a Friday and Saturday, all day? I mean, even into the evening to come, and they did. We had 37 to show up, isn't that wonderful? They completed the survey, and it asked them several questions about their medical practice, the demographics, and their current technology use. And the survey, we just used frequency analysis for the results. Again, there were 37 physicians that were there. 33 completed the survey, and that's because I'm the epidemiologist and evaluator, and I say, can you please fill this out so that we can get a really good response rate? So our response rate was 89.2. So, okay. And also the mean age of the physicians, about 60 years old. So for the demographics, here are some of the results. They were mainly male, 69%, and Caucasian, 46%. And followed behind that, then we had 31% who were African-American. These were well-seasoned physicians. As you can see, the majority of them had 21 years or more of experience in the field. There were several recruitment strategies that we used. First, one of the main things that we used was an email blast. We got the listing of those physicians in the state, and we sent out an email blast to them. We also worked with some of the medical associations in the state and medical organizations in the state and put it out there. The American Society of Hypertension put the information on the website, and, of course, our own state health department put it on our website as well. And of course, you know, colleagues and friends. So those were some of the mechanisms in which we used recruitment. And as you can see, email was topped it off at 31%. So let's look at some of the results of their clinical practice characteristics. They were mainly in primary care, 83%, and they were not, 92% of those physicians we recruited were not owners of their practice. And that may be because they are a part of, in this next slide, we looked at their practice type. They're mainly in community or public clinics. So that's why they're not the owners. And that's at 45.4%. We asked them about their patient load. Now, some of you may say, that's not a lot of patients in a week. But remember, Mississippi is a very rural state, and our population is 2.9 million. So in that context, and then people really don't go to the doctor. In that context, I think that that patient load is pretty good for an area that has a shortage of healthcare workforce. And the majority of them saw 61 to 80 patients a week. The next slide looks at the patient's hour per week that they have direct care with patients, and I would say about 92% of them had 31 or more hours a week. We know that, you know, being a physician is very, very demanding, and they work very, very long hours. Let's look at their technology use. We asked the question, several questions, do you routinely use, occasionally use, or not use at all certain things? So as you can see, for electronic billing of services, 92% of them said that they use that, electronic billing of services. 85% said that they use electronic ordering for tests, procedures, or drugs. 85% said that they looked at, that they routinely use electronic patient medical records. 77% said that they use electronic access to patients' test results. They use that routinely. And we define routinely as three or more times a week. The next slide, we asked them about their use of computer-based decision support tools. And an overwhelming majority said, at 69%, said that they routinely use some type of computer-based decision support tools. And I think that that is great to know that they are using some other, that they're actually using the computer-based support. Their use of email to communicate with their patients about care, even though the majority of them said that they didn't use it at all, but just the fact that 23% said that they actually do that, that they routinely use it, I thought that was a little bit surprising. And also the use of emails to communicate to physicians, to consult with other doctors about patients, routinely, about 62% said that they routinely use or use occasionally to consult with other doctors through email. So, in conclusion, from this survey, we learned that examining Mississippi's physicians' practices and technology use provided us with an understanding of their delivery of their healthcare services. Those physicians that participated in this prep course, we saw that the ones that we recruited, that they were very seasoned, 21 or more years of experience, and that they did use technological support mechanisms in their day-to-day clinical practices. An overwhelming majority of the physicians reported that they routinely use computer-based decision support tools in their practice, and this also demonstrates that our program, the Mississippi Hypertension Specialist Initiative's recruitment method, is effective in targeting those physicians that who practice, wait a minute, this demonstrates, I need some coffee, y'all. This demonstrates that our recruitment is effectively targeting physicians whose practices have prerequisite qualifications for them to become hypertension specialists. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for the little slugs. Thank you. Follow-up that we're planning on doing, but I can say that we had 12 physicians that actually took the test and 7 passed it. So we've increased the number of hypertension specialists by 25%. But we're going to do some qualitative analysis, doing some interviews and see, and doing some follow-up with that to see how they're actually utilizing the information. Remember, I also mentioned the O'Quinn registry and, you know, being able to access, being part of a national registry. We're in that phase now trying to have access to those who have passed the test, to have access to their medical records so that we can make comparisons of before and after how well their patients are doing so that we can make those comparisons and put the data out there to share with you all.
Just
wanted
to say how great
the
CME
that
doctors get funded
by industry, and so to have
the, you know, right, for free. Really
yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
What was your reasoning for observing the physician's use of technology?
Because in Mississippi, about maybe a little less than a third actually use electronic health records, and electronic health records is the wave of the future.
It's a federal mandate.
Yeah, federal mandate for some practices, but some not. There's still some doctors that have paper pencil in Mississippi. So remember, Mississippi, we're very rural, and you know we are kind of lagging behind. I must say, and so it's important that we try to target those physicians, and not just target those physicians that are actually using EHR, but we're encouraging that as well, so that when we're recruiting, we're asking, you know, do you have EHR or any other decision support? You know, why aren't you using it? You know, come on, you know, because we're willing to work with them in the process. Yeah, because we really need that. Hypertension specialists are, but that's we need them to move out into the areas where, you know, people are really, you know, the clinical outcomes are not good. Dr. Wolfork is a part of the American Society of Hypertension, and she was in on this project.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you very much. If there's no more questions.